Don't run with you.
That's my nephew John.
Okay, good. Hi, John.
Howdy.
I thought maybe you walk in the same time as you and just wanted to walk in here. Never know what you think happened of it.
You haven't made your trip to Denver?
Well, we want to reach the Fort Christian.
Oh, you do.
That's cold.
Other than that, it wasn't bad.
How was no driving?
Oh, we flew
12 hours and sitting around for one.
Graduated. I didn't go back to Nebraska, though.
Oh, man, I don't remember what the weather's been like there, but it's apt to be.
Apt to be. It's not good right now, too. They're having a snowstorm. Windshields.
Oh, yeah. Lost your car. No. Came in and parked on the side.
Oh, I bet it's yours. That's your car.
Oh, what do you want me to do with it?
No, nothing other than the sun was glaring off the windshield.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. Just pull a blind.
Yeah, okay. Let me just see if you have any money in here.
Hello, it's Bob. No, this is a guy named Bob. No, I'm his comrade, right? Well, you better call him back tomorrow. Well, he's got to go to the doctor in the morning, so he'll be here after 12. Yep. Okay, thanks. Okay. Yeah, I own the barbershop. Yeah. Oh, no. In fact, it's not even him. It's going with his wife. Yep. Yeah, well, you talk to him. Okay, bye-bye. Sure.
Walmart's not going to restock their warehouse. They're afraid of what it's going to do.
Or stop selling and be able to sell now.
Well, he wants to push a 500% tax on it. Well, these companies going to buy ammo. Unless you're rich or a drug dealer.
Has he officially said that?
He's been pushing forward in Chicago since day one.
Is that right?
Wants to ban the CCWs. You can come and try to take mine, I guess.
Scary guy. Hmm? Kind of coming across early on, kind of like he's almost conservative. Certain areas. I think that's all.
He just talks.
Hmm?
He just talks.
Yeah, I think so.
You listen to what he says and then you see who he surrounds himself with, and it's like, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't add up.
For sure. Secretary of State that doesn't believe that illegal immigration should be illegal.
Yeah.
You know, want to talk about what, 3 million new jobs? They're all going to be from down south. What really sucks, so is there the next Air Force One might be a freaking Airbus. French made Air Force One, that's one.
Now, if our country really falls on its face economically, it's a lot worse than where we're at. It picks up the stage for all of them.
Yeah, I think we're gonna head down the hill this time before we start going back up.
Mm-hmm. kind of look like the same as the 2008 versions. You're going up, huh?
Oh, I'm all done. I'm taking these because these were the Christmas ones and I'm getting other ones, okay?
Sure.
Okay. She knows my folder.
Oh.
We're all set. See you in a few days.
Okay.
Bye now.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Not
too much gray down there yet, is
it? No, not yet. You're hanging in there. Of course, you're pretty young, y'all.
Getting there.
How old are you now? 35?
42.
Right? I'm just beside.
42 in February, I know. Guess not as old as I'm saying. At least not yet.
I'll be 72 at
March. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Hey, enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My dad just turned, what is it, 76?
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Born in 32?
Mm-hmm.
Born in 32?
Yeah, 37. Well, if he's 32, 5 years younger. He's probably 77 or 78.
Oh, he just turned it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting there.
Yeah. Too hard to figure out, but he's...
Shane yeah, that's why he's 50, so it doesn't matter.
Well, that's good. That's what I'm trying to do. Hello.
How you doing?
Okay.
Getting more hair per customer now?
Hmm?
Are you getting more hair per customer now?
Well, I do with him. You making them go longer?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Sorry, I don't think so. I haven't had anybody say it.
Arranging between an appointment and getting a ride.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you're just coming in. You didn't call any of us, right?
No.
Yeah. Alan got slow. He went home. He was real busy last week and quiet this afternoon, so he thought he'd take a break.
You're taking his appointment?
Well, no, I take walk-ins, but walk-ins take priority. In other words, if somebody calls and says, I give you a 2 or a 220 or a 240 or a 3, I got to take honor their time versus a walk-in.
Yeah, I buy that.
Yeah. And I'm booked up until 5:45, 20:05.
Oh. Well.
That's a sad story I'm trying to give you.
How about if I had my driver bring me tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
Afternoon.
Okay, what time?
Probably around. Oh, I don't know. He's supposed to come over at 12. Somewhere between 12 and 5, I guess.
Oh, okay. 1 o'clock? 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock will work.
Okay, what's your name?
Joe.
Joe.
That's good enough.
You've been in before.
Oh, yeah. Come here all the time.
Yeah. I guess you've just been lucky.
Huh?
You've been lucky.
I don't know about lucky.
Well, I mean, we were able to get you in.
Oh. I used to make appointments.
Oh, you did.
But I can't, if I drive my car, I can't park too far from the door.
Yeah.
So I stopped making appointments.
Oh.
Because I didn't know if you'd have cars here or what.
Yeah.
And my driver has another job, so he can't count on him.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I got a check for my phone. I'm wondering if I left it in there. Mm. Boy, they.
All right.
Yeah, okay, Joe. Sorry.
No problem.
I'm ready for tomorrow then.
No. Thank you.
I'm not sure about that battery yet.
Ready?
No.
No.
We've only been here. So maybe, you know, my brain, I might have thought I had it, and I don't.
You don't got a brain like that anymore, don't you?
I know, I'm telling you. What is it?
While you were in Denver, John was there too.
Oh, he was?
He was there for quite a while.
Is that where he normally is?
No, only a friend.
Oh. Is John staying here with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'm lucky to have here.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, instead of losing hair, you're gaining hair.
My father had three or four strands to brush across the top of his head.
Yeah, my dad, same way.
Well, are you getting ready to pay $50 for a cup of coffee?
When inflation hits?
Hmm?
When inflation hits?
Yeah.
Well, I think it could happen with all this phony money we're printing and throwing around.
Yeah.
It's going to have to create inflation.
How long can they do that before it catches up?
Well, I don't know, a year or two maybe?
Yeah, a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, it has to come back and get us, but good. Inflation's going to be terrible. And that really ruins our economy.
Yeah.
It could be stagflation where everything keeps going up and the economy goes down.
I don't know where the 2 to 4 million jobs are coming from.
Well, of all the people that are laid off, you just can't turn them around and give them a job on a bridge or a hot or on a road.
No. The big problem, I think, has been competence.
It does.
And nothing they've been doing has tended to restore that.
Well, the biggest incompetency is how they open up the door for mortgages for people to get into it didn't qualify.
Well, it was only compassionate and right to let an $8 an hour man get a $600,000 mortgage so he could have a home he'd like to have.
Right. Well, it wouldn't even have to be $600,000, just $300,000, $200,000. If they still can't qualify, don't have the means to pay it or a down payment, they still shouldn't be getting a home. But our diehards are up there, the Barney Franks and Chris Dodds and Clintons, and they all think it's...
One of my nieces had trouble with her mortgage. Mm-hmm. She's still working, but her living boyfriend lost his. But she's doing so far, they haven't lost the house.
Yeah, very good. Well, if they're still working, that helps.
Yeah, she's still working. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
truck at that price, and I would like it for
Did I give you your last haircut?
Yeah.
I did? It looks real long on this side.
But you're a little heavy on that side.
Yeah.
When I comb it over from the right side, there's still quite a bit of hair there, and sometimes it sticks up.
Yeah. That's fine. Must have not tapered it in or layered it right last time. I always thought I'd get a perfect haircut every time. That's probably good.
I'm scaring you to mine. Keep ringing. Can you hear them?
Kind of what?
Can you hear them?
Uh-uh. Yeah, we sure are. Nice. Yeah, 60 degree days here in January. Be nice.
Sure, you get 40 or 20 at night.
Yeah. Go home already? You did? He was busy last week though.
He worked pretty hard, wore himself out.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He's got to get rehabilitated. You never have to work it 3 days in a row hard again, but yeah, already. Thank you.
know, I thought most of the banks sold off the mortgages.
Well, I think a lot of them do.
In which case, they don't have that thing over there.
Yeah. I know the regular mortgage companies sell them off, mm-hmm. bigger companies. The banks, you know, I suppose they do too. You know, maybe a bigger bank, maybe might hang on to them some. I guess when the banks got this bailout because of
no one seems to know what's happened to the money.
Well, apparently one reason they got it is that they need to buy other banks, the ones who were in trouble. If you want to go ahead and take your hearing aids on.
Notice it when that
one's out. Is that right? So by giving money to the banks to buy out, they ended up buying other banks that were that cheap. That way the government didn't have to use the FDIC, which didn't have enough money in it to bail them out. So it was a different way of saving the banks,
the smaller banks that were in trouble. The auto dealers around here say they have plenty of money, that you have plenty of credit, you don't have to worry.
Well, and also I've heard that, you know, the banks got the money, but people aren't borrowing.
Yeah. I can see why.
Money's coming in.
This is no time for you to dispose of your good car to get a better one.
All right.
Sounds like they're making it harder to get loans, too.
Yeah, I think so.
A lot harder.
Yeah.
Well, compared to what they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good. For houses and cars and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should have done that a long time ago.
If they had done it right along, we wouldn't be in this mess.
I'm afraid we still can't trust them.
Well, certain areas are unregulated very good.
Thank you.
Okay.